You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday. At least it's Tuesday if you've tuned in on the radio. That's when you're hearing this. Either it's 7 a.m. or 8:45 p.m. here on 91.5 FM WMIE. Or perhaps you've tuned in at 11:45 on our sister station, WWBC. That's 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, 100.7 FM, 99.9 north end of the county here now. Thanks for taking the time to listen here to the Word of God today. That's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear a great, wonderful truth expounded on today out of the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 4 that says Christ is the end of the law. And that's a liberating thought, not only thought, truth. That's where we're at today. We're in Romans chapter 10. This is a series I've been preaching on the radio for quite some time now, the book of Romans. We're up to chapter 10. This is a 30-minute sermon, so I cut it up into three parts. Part one was yesterday. If you'd like to hear that, you can go to a variety of different places. My Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I will either mail you the link, I'll mail you the CD for free, whatever you'd like. You can go to Twitter, WGOD Radio. And the link will be on there as well for this sermon and for all of these parts. Part two, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. That's where we're at. We're in store. We have some exciting sermons and experiences through the Word of God here coming up. All whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's this sermon. We have Romans chapter 11 here coming up in our next message. And that is God through with Israel? God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. That's for another program. Here today, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord. See, because the righteousness of God says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. The righteousness of God says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. That's what the righteousness of God says. Okay, now next up, Romans 10 comes the greatest verse probably of all time. The great showstopper. The great law stopper. The great mouth shutter upper. The mother of all work stoppers. Is Romans chapter 10. Verse 4. Repeat it after me, at least the first part of this verse. Christ is the end of the law. One more time. For Christ is the end of the law. Now I'll add another word or two here in a minute. But Christ is the end of the law. Do you hear that, Mr. Jew? Mr. Seed of Abraham? Mr. Jewish wannabe who's gone back to the law to try to keep somebody else's heritage. That's not your heritage. Do you realize that that heritage is a ministry of death and condemnation? That's what the Bible says. Paul says our sufficiency is from God. who has also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills. But the Spirit gives life. That's 2 Corinthians 3, 5 and 6. Now back to verse 4. Christ is the end of the law. Now let me add two more words to that. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. The law for righteousness. The law for righteousness. That is, this is the absolute end of trying to keep or follow rules in order to be right with God. So from now on, a person is right with God by placing their faith in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, keeping rules in order to be right with God. Showing up on the Day of Atonement, offering your animal a burnt sacrifice in order to be right with God. Christ is the end of all that. No more keeping the law to be right with God. Now you're right with God by your faith in Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying here. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I've mentioned this verse to some of my wish they were Jewish friends. And they almost have a stroke over this verse. They hate this verse and won't receive it. They would rather live under the law than be free. But church, this verse is, it's your ammunition when you run into people that try to live under the law and try to live like a Jewish person. Christ is the end of the law. The law is like a taxi. And it drops you off right at the foot of the cross. Now Galatians 3:24 says this. It says, therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ. Look at that. The law was, not the law is. The law was our tutor or schoolmaster, paedagogos, our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. Paul writes here, the law was. This is plain and clear and easy to understand. The body of Christ is no longer under the Old Testament law. Romans 6:14 as well. You are no longer under the law, but you're under grace. Now in Romans 10, Paul writes, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, but don't now assume that since you're no longer under the law that you're free to sin. Au contraire. Shall we continue to sin so that grace may abound? What did he say? God forbid. Listen to what John wrote. Whoever commits sin commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. You know he was manifested to take away sins. In him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Tough verse, isn't it? Shall I read it again? Whoever abides in him does not sin. How are you doing on that one? Whoever sins has neither seen him nor know him. All right, what does that mean? What does he mean by that? That word's in the present active tense. That means someone who continues to live a lifestyle like that is what he means. Certainly he doesn't mean someone who ever sins. He says in chapter 1, whoever thinks he doesn't sin is a liar. And he doesn't contradict himself. Okay, one last time. Verse 4, in its entirety. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. That's pretty cut and dry, isn't it? If you are a Christian and trying to keep the Old Testament law, you are ignorant of the Word of God. And you're obligated to keep it all. If you want to keep the law, you have to keep it all. Or as Jesus put it, you err not knowing the Scriptures. Now, Paul will add Moses and his teaching to back up his argument. Verse 5, for Moses, he starts with, for Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. Even Moses condemns you, all who try to keep Torah, as I'm told, as I hear it. Keep Torah. Even James condemns you. James 2:10, whoever shall keep the whole law and stumble at one point is guilty of all. So let me put it to you mildly. Try to keep the law and die. Try to avoid one tree out of 50. Try to avoid one tree out of 50 and with no sin nature on the inside of you and no propensity to sin. You got 50 trees and you don't have a sin nature. And you're not bent towards sinning. One tree out of 50. And you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't keep rules. Once it becomes a rule, you can't do it. Can you imagine that? You know, I bet you I could do this. I just look at it, it's like a broccoli tree or something. A tree of 12 fruits. It's got asparagus in January, cauliflower every Tuesday and Thursday, Brussels sprouts every Friday and Saturday night. But no, you see, the devil will get in there and the tree will sprout a 1963 split back window Corvette. And all the other trees will have muck in us. Like, certainly, Lord knows I love this car. Right? One tree out of 50 and you don't have a sin nature and you can't keep it. Certainly, don't we think we could have done better than Adam and Eve in the garden? Admit it. You would have been fine until the rule says, don't do that. And then the rule comes, and that's it. Paul says, I was fine until the law said, don't do that. And then sin revived, and I died. Now, you want to keep rules to be right with God. Thou art a fool. The Gentiles were right with God by their faith in Jesus Christ. And that is not a license to sin. Didn't plan on going here. Let me see if I can find the verse. I want to go to chapter 2, verse 11. This is Titus 2:11. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Now look at what's teaching. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen? Everyone follow what I'm saying here? You don't have to keep rules anymore to be right with God. You've got the Holy Spirit to be right with God. It's the grace of God that appears to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. Not a sign that says, don't do that, because you can't keep that sign. You can't even survive in a garden with no sin nature. You can't keep rules. But praise be to God, you've got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And now you can do it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.